Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week I attended my West Point class reunion. Memories came flowing back. I had been out of Knoxville High School only a month. I climbed on a train in Galesburg, Illinois, on to Chicago, on to New York City, and a bus to West Point. An important chapter in my life began on that day. We started with 2 months of intense training and conditioning, referred to as Beast Barracks. It was a shock. And then school started September 1, every day with Reveille at 5:45 a.m., dressed, standing at attention in formation. We marched to breakfast. After morning classes, we marched to lunch. And more classes, we marched to dinner. Upon returning to barracks, we did homework, and that routine went on without much change for 4 years. On Sundays, we even marched to church. On Saturdays, we marched in a parade after barracks inspection. Our life was all about discipline, structure, duty, honor, country, and our honor code. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do. After my first year, I found something that provided some relief to the system. I made the West Point debate team and was privileged to travel with a team and compete in debate tournaments at different universities. I loved it. What a relief. Finally, on June week, 1957, I graduated a second lieutenant, 55 years ago. And there you have just some of the memories. The last event of our reunion was a memorial service at the Cadet Chapel to honor my classmates that had passed on, some lost in war, but most from natural causes. We also honored all of the members of our armed services that have faithfully defended our country over the past 200 years. Good timing, since Monday is Memorial Day. I want to close with just a few words from the Cadet Prayer. O God, our Father, Thou searcher of human hearts, help us draw near to Thee in sincerity and truth. Strengthen and increase our admiration for honest dealing and clean thinking. Encourage us in our endeavor to live above the common level of life. Make us to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. Endow us with courage that is born of loyalty to all that is noble and worthy. Help us to maintain the honor of the Corps, untarnished, unsullied, and to show forth in our lives the ideals of West Point in doing our duty to Thee and to our country, all of which we ask in the name of the great friend and master of all. Amen. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the